Good evening, everyone. The Winchester Town Board is now in session. We'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance, and I will say it for a change.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. To my immediate right, I have...
Dorothy Gold.
On the phone, we have...
Judy Siegel.
Hi, Judy.
Hi.
To my left, I have...
April Mensch.
And I'm John Delavos. And for Tick Sagerblum, we have Beatrice Martinez. We have our secretary, Valerie. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, Valerie. Levia?
Leva.
Valerie Leva. And do we have anyone from the county? Nobody from the county. Okay, well, we won't introduce them. The first part of the meeting is devoted to public comment by the general public about any items on the agenda. This is not a period for discussion or voting on any of the items. You'll be afforded an opportunity to speak on each individual item in the public hearing when they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board of the council, you are about any of the items within its jurisdiction, but not appearing on the agenda, you must wait until comments by the general public, which is listed at the end of the agenda. Moving right along. These comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please stand, give us your name and address, and clearly state and spell your name so that we have it for the record, please. If any member of the board wishes to lengthen your presentation of 3 minutes, we can certainly do that and have done so on numerous occasions. We will do so by a majority vote of the board under normal circumstances. Do I have a approval of the minutes for July 11th? A motion?
Motion to approve.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you. Now approval of the agenda for this evening. Do I have a motion?
Motion to approve.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, we have one. Any informational items?
Yes, Chair. Commissioner Sagerblum is hosting a concert with the reggae band Aslan, A-S-L-A-N, August 5th, here in the theater at 10 a.m.
Wow.
There's a theater in here?
Yeah.
Yeah, there is. I mean, it's a real theater, big, with the stage and the whole nine yards.
Yeah,
it's beautiful.
Okay.
Great. In fact, it was just redone.
I'll have to go peer at it when we're done.
Yeah.
At the concert on August 5th at 10 a.m.
Okay, I'm going to remember.
It's free to the public. The commissioner will also be hosting a SOT training that's school related this Saturday at Winchester in room A and B at 10 a.m. as well.
SOT, what's that stand for?
We'll both have to go to the training to learn.
Okay, that works. I was just curious. When I hear an acronym, so I always like to know what they mean. Okay, any other informational items? All right, seeing none, we have our item on the agenda, which is UC-23-0315-Gold Key 3049 LLC and Jade Key LLC. It's a use permit for the following: alcohol on premises consumption in a supper club, restaurant, a hookah lounge, live entertainment, and alternate pedestrian access easement for outside dining and drinking in conjunction with an existing shopping center on 3.6 acres in an H1 limited resort and apartment zone, generally located on the east side of Las Vegas Boulevard, south, the north side of Cathedral Way, and the south side of Convention Center Drive within Winchester for possible action. The applicant is here, I guess.
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening. Misha Ray, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here on behalf of the applicant. The applicant is an existing and operating hookah lounge and bar within the existing shopping center, the Gold Key Shops. This is Cathedral. This is South Las Vegas Boulevard, just to give you a little information, a little context as to where we are. So right here is the location of the existing business. They're just at the end of the Gold Key Shops. Back in 2016, they were approved for all of these use permits for the most part. The outside dining may be new, but they've been previously approved for hookah and alcohol on premises and the supper club. In 2017, they had an annual review. They did that annual review, but in 2017, another annual review was placed on them for 2018 that they did not complete. So after that, in 2018, those uses expired. So now we're back asking to reestablish what they previously had approved, get all that back up and running, though they have been allowed to keep operating during this time. So they are still operating, still going as normal, and so we're just asking for approval to reestablish formally the uses in the shop. And I'm here for any questions.
Okay. Do we have any questions from the audience? No. Any questions from members of the board?
This is the existing place that's been there. It's been there forever.
The Luna Lounge.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been there for some years.
So they haven't, there's been no interruption in the way that they're conducting business.
No, okay. Their use has expired, so we're just back to ask for the new uses.
Okay.
Like I said, the outside dining portion, I can't recall if that was originally requested, but there's now a space on their patio that they're hoping to activate for outside dining and that kind of thing.
Do we happen to know why the second review wasn't completed?
I think they were just representing themselves and didn't quite understand the process and didn't know that they had to come back again. I think they knew they had to come back the first time, but it was just a misunderstanding on their part.
Note to self, hire an attorney. Okay. Now the outside, I notice in the user permit section where the analysis is done,
mm-hmm.
it talks about staff conducting research basically on this barrier for potential outside dining. It's at the bottom of that page on analysis.
Yes.
It says the area was installed without permits in 2018. Do you know anything about how that sort of occurred or
we
why?
We chatted with staff, worked with them to get to where we are here in the staff report, and there is a condition of approval. I'll kind of start from the beginning. So when staff was doing their research on what the site used to look like at their original approval stage and what it looks like now, again, with the business owner being representing himself, he didn't know he would need a fence permit to place a barrier along this outside part mm-hmm. where he's looking to activate for outside dining. Mm-hmm. Fences are required for that kind of use, so he thought he'd get ahead of it. However, he put the fence too close to the curb, so there's no walking space currently mm-hmm. between the fence and this red curb that you see here. However, it's only at this portion of the barrier. It's here in the photo, you can't quite see it, but on the edges, we do provide the requisite amount of space.
Mm-hmm.
However, staff is requiring that we get a permit for that fence, which mm-hmm. will require them to undo it, move it back to give that required walking space,
mm-hmm.
and then they'll be able to be issued the permit. So staff is giving us, I believe the condition said, 1 year to get that done.
Mm-hmm.
So the business owner is accepting that condition and we'll make sure that that gets fixed.
Okay. Well, I think that's all I had questions about. Thank you very much. You've been very well informed. It's wonderful.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Anybody else have any comments or questions? Well, not seeing any, I move for approval. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? No one? Okay.
4-1.
Thank you so much for coming. Any general business? No general business. Okay. Any comments by the general public? The one person, either Joel.
I like that air conditioning in
here. Yeah, it's good. So our next meeting is August 8th, 2023, and we stand adjourned.
Ooh, boy, get him in.
That's like a new record.